New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, simping, what else, Haley? Everything. What were we going to say? Sorry.
I was like, I don't know, K-pop?
Oh, K-pop. Oh, you're right. So we're going to do a lot of K-pop talking today, as always, every Thursday. Don't forget to hit that notification bell. Like, follow, subscribe if you've been enjoying this or just tuning in for the first time. Welcome aboard. Thank you to everyone that's been supporting us and, you know, giving us all those ratings that we've been asking for. We really appreciate it. You can also check us out where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. Yes.
And we have a good amount of stuff to talk about this week, as always. Mm-hmm. We have some more comebacks, never-ending comebacks, right? A couple of music videos that we talked about last week that we watched, Rise, NewJeans, 17, Nayeon, some legendary collabs, Haley, at Weverse Con.
Okay, yeah.
Very legendary, with a legend himself. It should have been called JYP Con, because that's what Weverse Con was kind of felt like from all the stuff we watched.
Right.
We'll talk about Bam Bam and Nayeon, because they finally are together talking about something, because Bam Bam did confess to Jihyo, like we've talked about this many, many episodes and light years ago. He confessed to Jihyo about him having a crush on Nayeon.
Right.
And now
he
gets to talk to her, especially because Nayeon is having her comeback that we will also talk about, like I said, for the music video. We will also talk about petty, toxic Delulu fans. And we will use Triple S as an example of that. BTS and Stray Kids, of course, at the end. Haley also has Boy Next Door, of course, now, as always.
Yeah.
And with the BTS stuff, of course, Jin and his thousand hugs. We'll kind of go over all the interesting chaos that happened with that.
Right.
And Haley, being a Stray Kids veteran for Sign Inclusion album drops here in the U.S., we'll talk about her experience and what just happened, actually, since we're recording this a day earlier than usual, and it happened a few hours ago.
Right.
So, we'll start now. Comebacks. June 20th, Epic High. Yes, their mixtape, a.k.a. the comeback. You put this, slip it as mixtape. Pump is coming out. Social media director Tablo, the man himself, is still going very strong with his meme game.
He enjoys it. He enjoys advertising, marketing for them.
He is the full-on marketing team. I'm sure his marketing manager is his daughter. Haru, for sure, is probably keeping him in the loop about what's a good meme and what's not a good meme to use. He's been doing super well. He's been promoting a lot. I think they even opened up a second account for something. For like promotional stuff. I don't remember. Yeah, there was like another Epic High thing that he posted to follow. So I did it.
I haven't seen it.
So that's still coming out. We don't know about the features. We don't know about like all those, you know, all the secrets behind this mixtape. But looking forward to when it happens and releases to see maybe
in like a couple of days.
Yeah, it is. I wonder if Stray Kids is on this or is it vice versa? How we saw Tablo on... Which music video was...
Megaverse.
On Megaverse. So it's been a while, kind of, thinking about it. June 21st, NewJeans, of course, had their official Japanese debut. Title track was Supernatural, and then Right Now was the B-side. We will go over the music video in a little bit, because we did watch that. That did drop. Also, if you haven't checked it out yet, and you or a fellow family member, boyfriend, girlfriend, alien friend, pet plays PUBG... Don't forget, you could play as NewJeans members and get all this, like, really cool, what would you say? What is the word I'm looking
for?
skins. Yeah, skins.
And then, like, emotes, I guess.
Like, all this different Eugene stuff. And you could go on a murderous rampage to be number one, then hop on stage and
it's
dance.
It's kind of funny because
dance OMG.
I've seen videos of it, and it's weird because, like, Hani's, like, shooting out all these people.
Yeah,
and
like, rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat.
And then she starts dancing.
It's perfect.
OMG, yeah.
This is selling me. This is selling me. Triple S Glow subunit will also be on the same day having their single called Inner Dance. And I think Glow consists of the last four members revealed out of the 24.
Okay.
So that's that subunit. June 24th, Red Velvet. Mm-hmm. We've been seeing a lot of this, I at least on my feed. Have you seen this?
Nope.
Okay, on my feed, yeah, Cosmic, the new mini album will be releasing. It's kind of also like a celebration of the group's 10th anniversary. Mm. So, congrats to Red Velvet. I mean,
they've been around for
they're OGs
a long
too for
time.
Us.
Yeah,
and their music is still good, and they have like amazing vocalists for Red Velvet. And the cool thing too is we always talk about this with SM.
Mm-hmm.
There, I remember what one of their more recent comebacks. Like within the past year or something. Mm. Remember how awesome the designs were? The cake?
Yes.
Like, I love the designs. Plus, I think we saw a couple of recent ones when we were at one of the K-pop shops recently, right? Remember, like, just the album covers and everything looks so well done.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's
whoever
so
does
beautiful.
It for them, they're really creative.
It's so creative and beautiful.
And they enjoy it, I think. 100%. They enjoy their job.
It's great. It's great to see. So, good job, SM, with that. But yeah, 10th anniversary, apparently they're going to have six songs, and it's going to be a lot of various genres, apparently, so that should be interesting. TWS, To Us,
has
a second mini album called Summer Beat, is going to be releasing.
I'm excited.
June 25th, Chu has her second mini album called Strawberry Rush. U-Kiss, also their 13th mini album, Let's Get Started. June 26th, we have Key from SHINee, of course, the man himself. He has a single coming out, Tongue Tied. He always has good music, too. So.
And, like, his
oh, and his
concepts
packaging.
Are so good.
The packaging, one of the packaging is crazy. It's like, it had, like, a toy gun or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, a toy alien. I don't remember.
It was
freaking.
It was a toy gun.
It was freaking awesome.
And it looked like those 90s packaging that you buy, like, your toys in.
Yeah.
And
oh,
was, like,
it was so nostalgic.
He
you're right.
Also had,
that
like,
was nostalgic.
Floppy disk as well as one for one of his albums. I'm like, wow, he's, like, really taking us back.
And if you didn't, just as a reminder, if you didn't know also, yeah, SHINee's Key, he is still under SM. So, again, SM doing really good with their album covers. Probably the same thing with NCT, right? NCT Wish. Has their Japan release of their second single, Songbird. Then we got on June 28th, Lisa. So we talked about how Lisa dropped some, like, very, like, random, like, IG story.
Right.
On her own personal account and also LaLoud, right? Now we got more info on it because she dropped another little, like, info teaser trailer. Not really trailer, but just teaser info. Her solo comeback is going to be called Rockstar. I love it already how it sounds like. So that's June 28th, but you know, of course that means she, I like how she put it also in US time, which I appreciate.
Aww.
So this is June 27th
for
8 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
So for us, 5 p.m. here, Pacific Standard Time. But that just shows again, you know, like we say June 28th, this is like when it releases in Korea.
Right.
So you do the math kind of thing. Also, Tom Brady is now Lisa's neighbor.
What?
Because I know Lisa is kind of our neighbor-ish in our Delulu minds because she lives like 20 minutes from us now.
Yeah.
In her, like, big mansion here in L.A. But she also bought a house, apparently, in Florida, too. And lives next to, like, Tom Brady or something.
Wow.
your dad should be excited about that. So, let's see. Also, on June 28th, Jimin.
Yes.
Jimin Shi himself, BTS, of course, is going to have his pre-release single for Muse. We don't really know if that's going to be the name of the track or... I don't think it is, right?
I have information on it later on.
Oh, okay.
But so, I think that's the name of the album.
Okay, we'll see. We'll find out more when Haley gets to the BTS part, you know, which is usually at the end. So, if you're still here and you haven't really listened to the podcast before and you're a stay or an army, I hope you don't hang up or put this away, like, as we talk through because Haley always goes over BTS and Stray Kids. At the end of the episodes.
Yes.
Her boys. It's her boy time kind of thing. And last but not least, on June 28th, Cat's Eye. Their debut.
Yes.
So Hybe's group, and not just Hybe's group, like the best way to describe it is Hybe's Vicha.
Yes. It seems very global.
It's a global group, it seems like. Yeah.
Multicultural.
It's cool. So the Cat's Eye is going to be debuting June 28th. We'll see how they sound like and how that's going to go.
And it's by Geffen also.
Yeah, like, that's right. Geffen Records. Mm-hmm. And if people aren't... I could be remembering this wrong, but I think Geffen... Like, I know they're a big production company here in the U.S., mm-hmm. right? But I think, like, the reason why I remember Geffen, it's either they did Blink-182 in the early days or it was NSYNC.
Oh,
that's why I kind of remember Geffen a lot. Let's see. And I think that's about it for, you know, like, we don't want to go too far ahead.
That's a lot. It's in the, like, upcoming week.
Yeah, that's a lot happening. Also, this is just a random note. I don't know when it's happening, but apparently 50/50 is going to make a comeback. And the crazy part is it's going to be Kina, so one of the OG members. But remember all the shit that was going on with them? So it's Kina plus four brand new members.
That's so weird.
It's a brand new group.
Why don't they just not name them 50/50?
Why would they be called 50/50? I know. I agree with you. It is kind of weird. Especially with like all the backlash and all this stuff going on.
Right.
Wouldn't you want to make a new group?
Yeah.
Unless they're using that negative stuff to make something positive out of it. We'll see. But that was interesting to see. Okay. I think, Haley, we can talk about the music videos that
we watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can start it off.
Yeah, so Rise dropped their music video for a Boom Boom Bass, and the sound of it is very, like, funk sounding.
I really like their sound.
I had a feeling that Joku would like it.
Oh, you think you know me, huh?
Yeah. I hadn't watched the music video yet because I just listened to it on Spotify when I was driving to work, and then I waited for it to watch it when I came home and let Joku watch it with me, and I was like, I think you're really going to like this song. It's really short.
You're correct. I did like it. And you're also correct. It's fairly short. But I feel like a lot of the new groups, I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast or if we just talked about it amongst you and me.
Yeah.
Because one thing we talked about, I don't know if it was earlier episode or literally me and Haley had a conversation a while back, that a lot of these newer Gen 5 groups, you could tell the songs are getting shorter.
Yeah, they're under 3 minutes, which is so weird to me because like a lot of BTS
songs
are 4 minutes long.
There's like 4 or 5 minute songs.
I'm like, hello?
But like New Jeans is a short, super short. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean it's bad.
No,
I just wish there was more of it though.
I was telling Haley one of the main reasons I feel like is because the songs are shorter and we live in a world of digital streaming music.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of companies, a lot of groups make money off streams. So,
like,
per stream.
How many times it's streamed.
So, that's why if you have a shorter song,
you play it more. Yeah.
So, yeah, you do the math. Like, a 4 to 5 minute song in 60 minutes compared to a 3 minute song or less in 60 minutes. Because people will put on repeat
or
do a lot of stuff.
I mean, that makes
sense. I'm guilty of it, too. But, yeah, so that totally makes sense. And that's probably why it's going in that direction.
And then, like, along with that music video drop, they dropped their first mini album, Rising. But I wasn't expecting more songs from them, but it's literally all their old songs and then just Boom Boom Bass is the new song. So I was like, aw.
But it's so funny because Boom Boom Bass, and then it's literally like they have a bass, right? It's about, they're using a bass in the music video.
Mm-hmm.
And literally a few comebacks ago, or, like, not even comebacks, just songs ago, Dad, get a guitar.
They love that. I think
they love. I think they like instruments. My bet is pianos next or drums. There's gonna be a song about one of those. Has to be.
But yeah, it's really enjoyable. If you haven't watched it, check it out. The song is really, really good.
Super catchy. I mean, all of Rise's songs have been super good. Like, I really still like Impossible.
Right.
There's something about it. It's like really different, but like it's like nostalgic sounding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it.
So you
want to
get up and dance to it too?
But it's like super vibey. I don't know if it's like.
Is it house?
House-ish, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it kind of sounds like.
So it's pretty cool. Another music video we watched, 17.
Yes.
Last night. So it was really interesting. It was kind of like cinematic, like a cinematic.
Mm-hmm. Like a mini movie?
Sci-fi film. Yeah. It was interesting. So, okay, Haley will tell you what, like, some people, or like, I don't know if it's a real thing that what happened, but like me and Haley interpreted it interestingly, like in our own way
first. So it was only Jonghan and Wonwoo.
It's
all of 17.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
it's just them two.
So Jonghan and Wonwoo, it's like their thing.
The title track is called Last Night.
And then they had like, it seems like they had powers.
Yes.
And like people, they're putting people to sleep.
Or in waking them up. That's
yeah, so it's like, it seemed like, I don't know if it was like Jong Han that was putting them to sleep and then Wanwu waking him up, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I just remember at the end, Wanwu put Jong Han to sleep. Mm-hmm. So it was trippy, but it was cool. But honestly, I didn't really, like, we saw what they were doing, but we didn't understand
right. what was going on. What is the actual concept?
So Haley kind of looked it up.
And the song itself is really, really good.
Oh, yeah, the song is good. Wow. I mean, it's 17, right?
Right.
Like, what do you expect?
I know.
You expect greatness.
So you want to talk about what it is? Like, the interpretation of the music video. So it's based off an urban legend of people worldwide witnessing a man in their dreams into an original story. And, like, they did, like,
it's so creepy. I kind of got, like,
me too.
I got, like, goosebumps. It's so creepy.
So, like, they come, like, they see him in their dreams, basically, but then
Dreamwalker,
they
cool.
see him in reality now, I guess. So that's what they're playing on. So basically, I'm just going to read it straight up here because, like, if I try to shorthand it, I always, like, go on a tangent. So the music video portrays the story of two men walking through the dreams of city dwellers. The city falls into sweet chaos due to these two men who are alike yet different, each chasing their ideals. The story of the two entities imprinted as that man in blurred memories and numerous rumors, and the city dwellers endlessly waiting for them. So, like, I think they're both putting them to sleep, but maybe in different kind of dreams, is what I interpret it as. And then, like, at the end, Wanwu ends up putting Jung Han to sleep as well for some reason. I mean, like, if you guys have a take on it, please message us and, like, explain to us what's going on in the music video. But that's basically,
I get the gist of it. Yeah. That's pretty interesting, mm-hmm. though, because I mean that makes sense. Especially there's a lot of different, like, legends and folklore and stuff, especially Asia is, you know, notorious for having followed a lot of different kinds, and I think I've heard something similar to that, so that's right, a cool concept, to be honest. Next song and music video, of course, my girls, New Jeans, Right Now. So that release, it was really cute. I'm glad Honey had her, like, long orange hair. Looked really nice. Of course, I think all of them were
they're all into wigs.
I feel like, only like two of them are not, two or three of them are not wearing wigs.
I don't think Minji and then Haerin.
Like, if anything, the Aussies are always in wigs.
Yeah.
But it was a cute video. It was almost like they were in a sleepover together and, like, Honey was flirting or texting with a boy or something. And, yeah, like, the girls are just there and, you know, doing, like, the sleepover girl thing kind of thing. It's
like,
really
cute.
Like,
oh my god, text him kind of thing.
The cuter, cooler part is that, like, they really incorporated still, like, Powerpuff Girls.
Right.
And, like, the collaboration is still active and going on. And, like, because I love that collaboration. And not to mention the other collaboration that we finally got kind of animated with New Jeans was having Takashi Murakami's, like, art.
Yes.
Well, if you're familiar with, like, the flower stuff that, like, I think is super, like, popular, and they did it with New Jeans, too, remember? Not New Jeans, Blackpink.
Also,
like,
J-Hope.
And J-Hope,
I feel
that's
like
true.
He always
that's
has
true.
That flower.
Like, the Blackpink light stick, they had a collaboration. And, they're doing more art with it. And it's funny enough, Haley always likes pointing out Haynes, as Haley would say, cho-cho lips.
Yeah, because, like, even her little character has those cho-cho lips.
Her luscious lips. It's funny how that's, like, honestly, like, her thing.
That's her feature. Like, her main feature. Just, like, Haerin's is, like, her eyes, obviously.
That's
her
true.
Cat eyes.
Her cat eyes.
It's very, like, prominent. But the thing is, like, a funny thing is, actually, one of our friends sent us, like, a reel with baby photos of New Jeans and then, like, to now. And it's funny because Haynes' cho-cho lips, she still has them as a baby.
Yeah, so that's like
so
her
they're
natural.
They're not fake. They're real luscious lips. She doesn't have, like, lip injections or anything.
I wonder how she feels. Her favorite luscious lips is back.
Jin.
I'm so curious and wonder, like, I wonder in my head, like, how she felt and reacted, like, when Jin returned.
Right.
Did she watch, tune in, like,
probably the Weverse.
Did she punch
stream?
The air seeing all these other people hug him and all this stuff?
I'm sure she'll get to hug him.
I cannot wait. I'm still, Haley, you have no idea. I'm counting down till that day happens because he could probably do dance challenges with members
when
and stuff.
When he starts promoting his comeback album, he has to
Haynes
do one with Haynes. Haynes
is
going to
be the first in line. But I can't wait to see how awkward she's going to be.
She's going to be so shy.
So shy.
Super shy.
I wish Jin did super shy.
Me too.
But yeah, super excited about that. We went off on a tangent, but it was still New Jeans, so it's fine. Last but not least, the other music video that released, Nayeon.
Yes.
We already talked about, like, in some of the teaser trailers, we look like she was at Universal Studios Hollywood, which she definitely was.
She was.
Like, it's the same area where Jungkook filmed. Mm-hmm. It's like that New York setting strip kind of thing.
And also Jin's. Astronaut.
And Jin. Oh, yeah. Jin mm-hmm. ran through, like, Back to the Future a lot, yeah. basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was
plus
there.
TXT. I feel like so many groups.
Yeah, yeah. Take advantage of mm-hmm. that. Because, like, that's why they're in L.A. filming a lot of music videos. There's just so many different areas that they can right. film within just the county, L.A. County mm-hmm. alone. Also, one of the more interesting parts was when she's, like, filming on, like, this, like, nice, like, looking, like, arch, like, villa.
Garden area.
Like,
yeah.
a garden villa, mm-hmm. including the inside area. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because as soon as we saw it, Haley realized that that was the venue one of our friends got married at.
Yeah. We went to their wedding last year.
It's called Ebel. And we're, like, that green area and that those arches that are, like, outdoorsy, like, yeah. with the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Haley and I were like, what the fuck? We were just drinking on there. Yeah. We were, like, drinking twice and Blackpink-themed drinks because, right. like, they had that for their party and everything, mm-hmm. or for the wedding. And, like, the indoor areas where they, part of it is where they actually did their vows and got married.
Yes.
And the other part is where we had dinner.
Yes.
Those tables Dion is dancing on indoors.
It's like where we were eating.
Are where we were eating. It's like,
it's crazy.
Did she dance on the table we ate at?
I mean, maybe.
Man, that's freaking wild.
But it's like, we only recognize it because we went there for a wedding.
100%. If you didn't know, you wouldn't know where it was. But yeah. just because
it's so iconic, like the arches are so.
You won't forget. Yeah. Like it's really, it's like it was cool to see though that like we're like, oh man, like Nayeon like actually danced at and performed this music video. Like half of it was at
yeah.
this venue
mm-hmm.
called Ebel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Ebel is super well known. Like it's like in the middle of LA, like on Wilshire
right.
or something. Super well known for like doing and hosting a lot of. Like weddings and all these different big ceremonies and events. Also, let's see. Oh, yeah. And then she danced, you know, that usual LA skyline
yeah.
on a roof.
Yes.
I feel like it's the same roof that all these groups dance on.
Right. Yeah. Boy Next Door did definitely. Because I'm like, that's the same freaking skyline. And I feel like Seventeen did as well.
Yeah. Back in the day. It's yeah. But the one part that I remember the most was her crotch grab.
That's, it was so unexpected.
That solo part when she got lifted up by the two guys, she did something really quick and then just did a like
she spread her legs and then she grabbed her crotch.
Like a 3 second crotch grab.
I'm like,
I was like
what?
Nayeon?
Okay.
Ooh.
Like I think everyone's reaction was not expecting it, including the Twice members.
Including the members. So like Nayeon had a reaction video with Twice.
Right,
like,
they all watched it together.
And of course when that moment happened, like everyone was shocked, but in their own way. Like Gio's
yeah.
like loud, like gasping loud like
right.
Gio would. Sana looks sus as hell. She's Momo. Like like smirking. Like I was like, Sana's never fighting the allegations.
And
you know?
Then Momo was like, yes, bitch.
Yeah, she was like, that's my bitch
yeah.
right there. Mina was like, ooh, because Mina
right.
knows she could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mina likes doing that kind of shit
mm-hmm.
to us too.
And then Sui, like, I feel like she was very like shocked. She's like, oh my God.
Everyone was just like fun.
Even Dahyun.
Like everyone, it was just fun to look at all their reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't checked that out, there's we posted that I think earlier when it
mm-hmm.
happened, but. You can always find that too. So that was really cool seeing all this. And that was, man, that's a lot of music videos and a lot of stuff we
mm-hmm.
covered just now. And last but not least, while we're still putting on like the informative part, Rose, yes, that's
Rose.
Right, fellow Blinks. We still don't have a solo like fandom
she
name.
Just like forgot about
it's
it.
It's like she threw it out there and then it's nothing happened.
Yeah.
So Rose has officially signed a contract with the Black Label.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be working under Teddy. It's something that we've talked about was going to most likely happen a
right.
long ass time ago
mm-hmm.
already for a while. So it's just finally happened officially. And it's like, okay, now we finally have each member
mm-hmm.
like settled down, right? Like
right.
each of them have their own individual management agency. For their solos, like, because you could see Jennie's super active now.
Oh, yeah, she's doing
with
so advertisements. Many different collabs with all these,
yeah,
all these
like,
freaking, like,
she's everywhere. She's, like, traveling the globe doing
yeah.
all these, like, stuff, like, as an ambassador and
right.
just, like, doing.
Getting all these, like franchising,
she's
like,
getting
all these
paid.
Different products.
She gonna buy a house here in L.A., too? I
mm-hmm.
hope so. The last but not least thing I saw on her that she posted was, yeah, she's like even collaborating with Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
So that'd be freaking cool. Because anything Jennie or any of these Blackpink members touch turns to gold.
Right.
It's almost like BTS, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, like that's pretty awesome to hear that Rosie did that. And she said she's really been working on music like a lot day in and day out. So She wants to meet with the global fans. She wants to release the new music that she's been currently working on really hard on. And just in general is like working towards like the future.
Right.
So we are all very excited and cannot wait for that. But right now we should take a quick bathroom or a water break, get some hydration into your system. And don't forget to follow, hit that notification bell, like, subscribe to the Permission to Stand podcast, where you can check us out pretty much on all available streaming platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and a lot more, even Apple Podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please send it on our Instagram.
Yes, and you can chat with us. Haley has been chatting away, and we like also posting a lot of fun and interesting reels. Instagram. Let's see. Time to move on.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nyan.
Nyan again, yes.
So Nyan, since we just talked about her-ish, we should talk about her on Bam Bam's show. Mm-hmm. So Bam Bam has this show called Bam's House, right? Has it been a year now? Maybe half a year? So. It's been a while now. So he has like a lot of, a whole plethora of like different guests.
Idols that come, mainly idols.
And one of them was Jihyo. Mm-hmm. A while back, and on that episode, he announced to the world,
right? Confessed
that he had a crush on one of the Twice members, and it was not Jihyo, but it was Nyan. Mm-hmm. So Jihyo was kind of shocked that he's like, "Wow, you actually like?" She kind of gave him props, like, "You actually, you know, like, are super honest and saying this out loud." And then he said, like, after he said that, he's like, "Oh, don't worry, like, they'll edit it out."
They didn't edit it at all.
Did the opposite, actually. They kind
replayed it five times.
Emphasized it. I don't even know. So that shit went viral. And to his dismay, Bam Bam's most recent guest, because she has been doing a lot of solo stuff, is Nyan.
Yes.
Or was Nyan. Mm-hmm. And, of course, guess what? Nyan brought it up. So, of course, Nyan is going to bring it up.
Of course she would.
Yeah, so of course she like revealed that she like knew about it actually.
I've known about it for
a long time. Mm-hmm. And Bam Bam was kind of shook.
I feel like he was going red.
He was like, "Wait a second." And like Nyan surprised him even more by revealing that even all the JYP, like not all, but maybe most of the JYP staff and employees were actually aware of his crush.
I feel like that kind of stuff is noticeable. Like, if you like someone, you act differently around them.
I mean, it's easy to pick up. Especially when you're younger.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's way more noticeable. Mm-hmm. It's like when adults notice, like, kids having a crush another kid. But the interesting thing is, like, he emphasized to her, like, he was like, "Nyan, it was not first love. It was a crush.
Right.
First crush kind of thing, right?" Like, there's a... He went over the difference between it. But they kept on talking about it, and he kept getting more embarrassed. And, like, he said, throughout the whole thing, he was just, like, kind of, like, saying... getting harder and harder for him to, like, look at Nyan, he said. he was trying to figure out, like, who the hell told her? Or, like, how did she find out? So they kind of went over a suspects list.
Yeah.
And in his mind, he said it had to be either Jackson or Mark. He's like, "I'm sure of it. Like, it had to be Mark." Or he even said maybe it was Peniel from B2B.
Right. That guy is freaking friends with everyone.
Yeah,
too.
So, like, he's, like, best friends with Bankchan hanging out in Japan.
Exactly.
So, there you go. I mean, like, there's a lot
of... So, who was it?
We don't know. But it's just funny because, like, they were talking about stories. Like even Nyan was saying a story that that Bam Bam couldn't even remember. He's like, she wanted to see how far and how serious his love was for her. So, like, she said that she forgot, like, shoes when they were leaving, like, the building, the JYP building. And as soon as she said it, Bam Bam ran off to go get her shoes, to find it. She's like, oh, I forgot my shoes. And then before she could say anything to stop him, like to say, oh, no, it's okay, though, he just ran off already.
Oh my gosh.
Said he doesn't even remember this happening. He's like, oh, shit, I forgot.
He was
trying to remember, too. Like, he's like, what shoe? What is she going to bring up? So they're just, like, laughing about it. But it's, like, funny. And then Nyan's like, shit, is this kid serious? Maybe he's, like, really, like, in love with me or something. So, yeah, that happened. It was just funny, like, the whole interview. It's pretty long, but it's really, like, memorable and fun. Mm-hmm. And also, the funny part is, throughout the whole interview, whenever they're talking about all this stuff, Nyan is just laughing.
Yes.
Like, laughing like it was a complete big joke.
Yeah. Like, she's like, there's no chance. You, like, would have no chance with me.
She's laughing in the way that's so evil, because it's like the way that, like, if you had a crush on someone and they laughed about, like, the friend zoning you.
Right.
It's just like, oh, you had no chance, bitch. Like,
kind of that's thing. Crazy, because Bam Bam is good looking, too.
Of course. I mean, Bam Bam is Bam Bam, but, like, it's just funny, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I mean, that's crazy to think, though, because this is all when GOT7 was, like,
still there.
Yeah. Was, like, you know, like, the supposed to be, like, the fathers of, like, kind of, like, look, the big brothers of Stray Kids.
Right. And then
their father, JYP, didn't take care of them, so they left.
Yeah.
And the Stray Kids became, like, Stray Kids without brothers and stuff. So, that was just interesting to think about right now, too. Let's see. Speaking about JYP, this was not on purpose. Let us talk about WeVerseCon.
Yes.
And honestly, with all the stuff. Okay, so WeVerseCon, the thing is, in order to watch it, you had to
buy tickets to watch the stream, basically.
Right. So it was a stream that you had to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything we see on YouTube are, like, people who have, you know, bought the stream and then just, like, recorded and copy pasted it and uploaded it. Or, like, a ton of fan cams that were from fans that were at the actual performance.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, half the videos, it felt like it was a JYP con. It was not even Weaver's con. It was JYP con.
Like, literally all the videos that I've seen that were uploaded was with JYP.
It's JYP verse.
Performing with multiple artists.
It was literally a JYP show, and a Weaver's con was just, you know, there. But of course, like, you know, WeVerseCon, like, all the WeVerse groups in terms of HYBE, right?
Right.
A lot of them were there, of course, you know, representing HYBE. But JYP was there, and it's like he's like good friends with Bang PD.
Yes.
And it's crazy because we didn't see the video, but we heard about it that Bang PD even performed with JYP.
Yeah.
So this fucking,
I think he was playing the piano.
This convention was great. This con was cool and crazy. It was just nuts. So, I mean, like, we had, like, two different group members from, like, TXT is Byeongju, and then we had Jay from Enhypen.
Yeah.
They both played guitar for JYP.
Yeah, so they did, like, a solo song with JYP.
What the
Then speaking of the one with Jay.
Okay, yes.
That one was so freaking funny.
If you guys haven't watched it yet or seen clips, please just YouTube up the clip or just watch the whole performance.
JYP, WeVerseCon.
JYP, Jay from Enhypen.
Because, like, when I saw the clip, I thought it was fake or, like, someone had edited it. I was like, there's no way JYP sounds like that. Like, you can hear Jay, he's, like, singing his part. He has, like, these honey vocals that sound so good. And then you hear JYP. Well,
JYP was okay when you watch it. It's just, like, the edits that you watch is only that one part that was very memorable.
I was like,
what the?
And then I felt like Jay, like, checked his earpiece because he's probably like, what the hell am I hearing right now?
Jay checked his earpiece. He's like, shit, are my ears bleeding? Like, what the fuck is going on?
And I'm like, how did Jay not laugh?
Dude, like, all the idols in the back that are not, like, on screen or wherever they were had to be cracking up because, like, that was fucking,
but then I feel
that,
like,
was so funny.
I feel like JYP was just, like, having the time of his life.
Yeah,
though.
You know what? You got to give the man some props. He's, like, he finished his main quests and he's just enjoying side quests.
Right.
All the way through.
The freaking preachings and stuff.
He's just having the time of his life, you know, at that point.
Right.
He's just in his midlife crisis.
Oh, gosh.
So that's pretty much why. But yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't end there. So, of course, Enhypen performed. Mm-hmm. Plave performed.
Yes.
Which is?
Plave is, like, an animated group. So, basically, they're not real. Like, their voices are real people. But then the actual members are just, like, anime characters.
And they're, like, hologrammed on a freaking on the stage kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. So it's like watching anime.
It's like Miku, basically.
Hatsune Miku-ish, but like K-pop. It's like watching anime. They look more anime.
They're more anime.
They are like, they look like if you play Genshin Impact or Star Rail. Like, they look like those characters. Mm-hmm. And then, you know how, like, a lot of people, there's a trend where, like, they make those characters 3D.
Dance to K-pop
Yeah,
songs.
Dance, like, just, like, random dance
or
challenges.
TikTok
like,
challenges,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah, it looked like that, except it's a five-member male group.
The thing is that I told Joko, I was like, they have a pretty big following.
They
like,
do.
Like, just for being an animated, yeah.
Also... guess what? Eyelet did not escape the grasp of JYP.
Nope.
They actually did When We Disco, mm-hmm. JYP's one of his very well-known songs.
Right.
And it was just very iconic and funny seeing like Mocha and I think Minju locking arms with him at the end doing their ending fairy pose. Mm-hmm.
JYP was like in bliss. I don't know, his face it was like...
JYP is a tall man and Yuna was tall, like as tall as him. I know she was wearing a little bit of like heels or platforms. Mm-hmm. But man, she's tall.
Yeah,
like,
she is
to be
tall.
Near as
very,
like
very
as tall as JYP
she's
when she walked
like
by him.
5'9"
So that was pretty funny too. Not, it's like all the rookie groups couldn't get away.
Boy Next Door, To Us, Eyelet, were all together on stage with JYP, and they did like a whole like medley with him.
That was
like,
freaking
wow.
crazy. Like it was literally a JYP con. It was like, he's having the time of his life. He's like, why won't my own artists and idols love me as much as HYBE artists.
That's so
why
funny.
Won't they give me time?
They just run away from me.
Yeah, so that... And then Le Sserafim was there, did not perform JYP. But the interesting part with Le Sserafim, they killed the live vocals. Mm-hmm. And people were just talking about how amazing their live vocals were. And, like, they didn't dance as much, mm-mm. too. Like, they moved around less, and that's why they could focus on vocals. It's kind of like what we talked about on weekend two of Coachella. Mm-hmm. Because... For sure, the management, the girls, everyone under Le Sserafim is probably just scarred from weekend one of Coachella
this year,
2024.
You guys have to make sure your vocals are really
good. They don't want
to
get bashed on anymore. So, mm-mm. I mean, they did good. I mean, it's working what they're doing now. So, there you go. I'm just happy.
I mean, at least they improved. So,
That's always a good mm-hmm. part. So that's pretty much the end of JYP Con. I think there's a lot of really good performances. 17 was there too. Mm-hmm. They did like a lot of their songs. They didn't dance with or sing with JYP. Not that I saw, mm-hmm. but it was really cool. Just check it out. You'll probably find a fan cam or something if you look around. Also, while we're talking about like HYBE a little bit, really quickly, you know, B-Lift, that thing that was like, you know, where like they did that video.
Which one?
The one where they were bringing down, like, you know, defending themselves and Eyelet.
With Eyelet.
So it was interesting enough that, so YG actually responded. Mm. So in the video or something like that, like, it was like, they were, B-Lift was accusing and saying that NewJeans was copying Blackpink. Mm-hmm. But to their aid, YG did defend NewJeans. Saying like, you know, they didn't. Like, it's kind of,
it's
kind of
different. So
if you have YG, if you have a different, like, this is the thing. It's like, I hate that all these entertainment companies and adults basically are pulling in other people that, like, it's not even, they're not even part of this mess.
How did NewJeans copy Blackpink? Because their music is totally different. Their concept is totally different.
That is the one thing I blows my mind, because I can't think of anything except the global scale impact.
Maybe.
I guess. Which still, that has nothing to do with style or music or anything like that.
That's stupid. Is it because like NewJeans replaced Blackpink as that welcoming thing for
probably
Korea?
Too. That's true. But it's like, that's so
dumb.
It's just getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. Like, just HYBE art, HYBE producers, just calm your tits. Like, just relax. Speaking about tits that need to be calmed, let's talk about let's see. I guess, should I say that they're fans?
Okay.
I don't know if they're actually fans, because this is really petty, but mm-hmm. I mean, these are Delulu extremists, I guess you could say. So, we'll talk about Triple S really quick, because Triple S, you know, the big 24 girl group, recently announced that during inactive periods, so when, like, in between comebacks and promotions and all that, some of the members of the 24 member group choose to live on their own rather than live in the group dorms.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it kind of makes sense too, because it's a freaking huge, like,
why
imagine,
would I want to live with,
they probably need like a
23
whole
other people.
They'll need a whole apartment floor for the dorm. But either way, like, it's interesting, because you know, like, they even named the members. I think there's four of them. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, shit, I'm pretty sure these members, I don't even know them. So, Sohyun, Hyerin, Jiwoo, and Yuyeon. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're old enough to live on their own. They, you know, they're adults and stuff already.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this announcement, of course, Haley, I'm doing this with, like, that finger, like when you're like, just like, of course, like the Italian hand finger. Of course, it's gonna spark anger among fans, K-Nets or like fans and stuff, resulting in a protest. So like they all took to like, social media and stuff, and they made this thing to do a protest at Triple S's fan meeting. At the fan meeting, photos were taken of the fans that were part of the protest. Like, so I guess they go through, you know, for the fan meets, you sit with different members in a row, right? It's like on to the next one, on to the next one. Well, for the members that were living, you know, on their own, living their own lives when they're inactive. There are guys, of course, are like facing the other way and just ignoring them for their like whatever minute, three-minute session.
That's so dumb.
There's like, it's so obvious. They're facing off to the side, sitting down and just like, ignoring them, and you can see the members are just like, oh, okay, sure. And it's like, dude, this is like, oh my god, it's just like so,
it's super petty.
Petty and like Delulu as like, what you think?
But then what's the
you think
point?
You have a chance to begin with? And even if you did, would you think you have a chance now? Like,
but wait,
like
what do you mean by like have a chance though?
Delulus, you know, maybe
I know
they think that
Delulu, like, but then like with them living on their own, like why would they be ignoring them just for that?
That's what I'm trying to say, though. Like, oh, because maybe they're thinking that, like, oh, living on their own so they can't be managed or, like, watched all the time. So they might be, like, you know, dating other guys you know.
Is
I'm
that
sure.
what it's about? Damn.
It
okay.
has to be. Like, I don't know for sure.
I thought it was just, like, they didn't want to interact with those members because they're not living with the other members. So they're, like, not technically part of the group.
It could be that, too. I'm thinking to, like...
Or, like, they think they're better because they can live on their
own.
I'm thinking
to that perspective.
Okay.
But you could use your perspective, too.
I was like what?
Either way, both reasons, any reasons, is super
stupid. Right.
So, like, what a waste of a fan meet. And, of course, like, I'm glad. And I read, like, later on, as embarrassing and petty as it is, these... quote-unquote fans have been banned for life from any Triple S fan meeting. So
that's what
thank
they
God.
Should do. Bitch, do that to like all those other fan meets where like they have like if they're just biasing one member and they ignore all the other members, ban those fuckers.
I knew it. You're going to bring it up. Hello.
The freaking ones for Stray Kids.
Of course you're
going to
bring it
like,
up.
Even like 80s and stuff. I've seen it so many times for all these groups where
it's,
they're just biased
so
like
sad.
A couple of members and they ignore the other ones. Like, bitch. Give me your fucking place then, because I stand
Woosa,
all...
Haley, Woosa, calm down. Woosa.
I stand all the members.
You're talking like a pirate.
It's like, you can have a bias, but, I mean, I've gone through this already, so I'm not going to say it again.
Yeah, if you want to hear this, go to the last episode.
But you know what's so funny? A lot of people messaged us about our episode last week, and they said that it was so funny and cute hearing me so angry. They're like, oh my god, you're so cute when you're angry. Yeah, it was like entertaining. And I'm like, yeah, that's how I am when I'm angry, I guess. It's just like kind of funny hearing me swear like a pirate.
I grab some popcorn and I just enjoy the show.
Yes. Okay.
Haley,
so I won't get into that.
You should talk about next to calm yourself and your tits. Some Boy Next Door.
Right. So Boy Next Door, they put out a behind door video. This one was actually really, really interesting. I wonder if like there's other groups who have done this, but basically
Jaehyun,
he allowed them to like for this video to basically follow him for a whole day of his work being an MC for M Countdown.
Oh yeah, I think you showed me part of this, or is this a different one?
No, this is probably a different one. But I'm just wondering like if other hosts and stuff like the idols have done a video, because honestly this was so interesting. So basically you follow him from like when he gets there to the very end of the day, and it's like an 8-hour day.
Yeah, it's like a work, it's literally work.
It's
like
work
a shift
for him. But the thing is, like, it's crazy for him, especially because they were promoting Earth, Wind and Fire at the same time, and he had so many different outfit changes. He had to keep running back and forward to like do all these things. It was like so hectic. Like, even when he had those moments where he met up with his members, he couldn't even eat either. Like, he had to, like, he couldn't even finish his hot dog because he had
not the glizzy.
And he was so sad. He's like, he put it down and he's like, I'm sorry. And he couldn't finish it because he had to, like, go on to the next, like, whatever he was trying to do.
I wish they did. I would love to see, like, Unche or, like, even when Wanyong and stuff. Because they have their own side. Like, Unche has Star Diaries and stuff. But yeah, you're right. I don't think I've seen that.
No, or at least, it was really interesting.
Or at least
watch.
I'm not aware of if there is something.
Maybe,
like that.
Yeah, because I just saw it and he's like, yeah, welcome. You're going to follow me around for the day. And it was just insane. He has like literally no, he couldn't even use the bathroom. And he's like to the cameraman, he's like, please, I just need to use the toilet. I'll be right back. And he like ran to the restroom because he didn't even have time to go use the toilet.
No, but like, is this an actual Boy Next Door like film? Like,
yes,
or is
behind
it...
door. It's like an actual
series.
Oh, so it is
their thing.
Yeah,
series.
It is their thing.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. So, but then we basically just followed him for the whole day, and then like, yeah, I mean, like, you can watch it. It's really interesting. It's only like 10 minutes, but then like,
I think I want to.
Yeah, because I'm like, I wish Lino did something like this, or like you said, Unche and like all the other hosts. Because I'm like, damn, because literally he had to change out of his MC uniform that he had, and then he had to go do the rehearsal shoot for like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then he had to go back and change back into the freaking MC thing, and then he had to film a dance challenge, and then he had to do
dance challenges.
He had to do
too.
Some like that other segment where he has to like talk to the artists and stuff. So he's talking to like Joshua because they were like promoting Maestro and stuff.
So
he had to do a dance challenge with them, and they had, it was just really crazy. I'm like, oh my god!
I hope he gets paid good.
I hope they get paid well because, like, this. Obviously the MCs, they're there for a while. Like Lino, he was there what for like 2 years, and then Wanyong probably she was like there for a while.
She was there
too.
For a while too, yeah.
So I mean, like, he's there for a while because he was only one of the new hosts too.
That's true.
Along with Hanbin and Soe.
I wonder how long Unche has already. Like Unche probably has like another year left or something.
Yeah. So I mean, that's just a really if you're into Boy Next Door, like. Please watch it.
Or curious, because I'm curious about, like, I want to see, like,
it's crazy.
I like these kind of things, like average work day for, like, an idol.
Yeah, I love
seeing
that.
At a music show, that's cool.
It's so interesting. And then, like, he was saying, too, because, like, at these recordings and stuff, there's no fans yet. And then, you know how they have the live stream later on in the day?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I feel so much better now, like... Because one door here. So, like, they're actually cheering him. And it gives him energy, basically. Because, like, when he's doing it alone and, like, all the rehearsals, it's just him there kind of thing. So, like, his energy level is, like,
yeah,
lower.
That makes sense. It's, like, it'll fluctuate. And, like, it'll get better, of course, when you're...
Right.
Like, because it kind of distracts you, too, in a way. Like,
exactly.
You're, like, forget you're tired.
Yes, exactly. And I'm just, like, whoa. He's just, like, running back and forth, like, crazy.
He's excited.
Yeah. But I feel like he has a lot of energy. And he's, like, really, really... good at his emceeing job, so I'm sure he's enjoying it, even though it's like crazy. Speaking of Boy Next Door, and we did like mention this already, but how they were with JYP at Weaver's Con, so they actually did take a photo, like a group photo with JYP.
Yes,
and
they
posted
did.
It on their official Instagram, and it was funny because like I noticed in the photo Taesan had his shirt signed by JYP and he's like holding it out, he's very proud. And then I zoom in and then Lihan and Jaehyun also had their Samsung Galaxy phones and they were also signed by JYP.
So
and they also posted it on their Weverse, like you know how the artists post
like a bubble kind of thing.
Yeah, and they posted so they're like really really excited to get JYP's signature,
the legend.
I mean, they must love him.
Our friend James, who's the biggest JYP stan ever,
I just
should
thought,
like Boy Next Door now a little bit more.
I just thought that was cute because they're like, oh, it was so happy to like meet JYP kind of thing. Like, I would expect it from maybe like Lihan and Jaehyun, but then Taesan, I'm like, what? Okay. Just knowing like how his personality is. That's it for Boy Next Door.
So that means this is your second water break or bathroom break or whatever you need to do. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, follow the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all streaming platforms every Thursday. Haley and I will be here providing you more K-pop talk news updates. And you can also get a hold of us if you can't wait that long on...
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast. If you want to DM us, just send it on Instagram.
Yes. All right. I think we can move on now to BTS and Stray Kids. So
yes, BTS. You can help me with this section because he's your bias.
Jin!
Jin is back.
Jin.
He's back. Like, literally, worldwide. Right, handsome, after baby. We recorded our last episode, because we were talking about, like, oh, he's going to have the one where he's going to hug ARMY. And then we caught it. And we caught all the clips.
And he,
like,
hugged ARMY.
He hugged 1,000 ARMY, wow, to be exact, for his free hugs by Jin.
Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. I was not one of the 1,000.
It was cute because, shame, like, he had a little drawing of himself around his neck, and it said, like, please hug me, or, like, hug me kind of thing. I was like, oh, that's so,
this is
cute.
Pretty funny. I'm pretty sure he drew it himself. It
he
looked like it.
He definitely did draw
it. It definitely
it
looked like he did it.
It was funny, though, because, like, we did mention on the last episode how Jin was so back and forth with the staff, saying, like, they didn't want him to do this event, basically, because they thought it would be dangerous and risky for him to be hugging all these, like, ARMY. And we'll get into that sooner. But then he got it down to 1,000 people. And I think they should have done 3,000, because, like, at the end of the 1,000 people, he looks shocked.
Yeah,
he was like, wait,
he's
it's
like,
over
that's
already?
It's done.
He was like, there's no more.
They should have done 1,000. He and then cut to one of the segments he did.
Yes.
Then do another 1,000. Cut to a segment and then end with another 1,000.
It was.
They should have done it that way. What the hell?
It's so funny.
He looked really. This man is fit. He just came back from the military. He's ready to hug.
Right. So, like, it took him an hour. Like, an hour of just hugging people.
1,000 hugs in an hour. That is, that's pretty impressive.
It was impressive. And it's funny, too, because he would take, like, water breaks and stuff, too, and then, like, wipe his sweat because he'd be, like, sweating.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
He's like, just wait. I need to drink some water. But, so I get why the staff were kind of worried. Because, like, there are always going to be people that fucking ruin
this shit. Of course.
My God.
I was waiting because I knew it would happen.
Yeah,
We joke about it happening. And, of course, it's going to fucking happen. It happened.
It happened.
You want to tell them what happened?
Two people tried to kiss Jin.
One of them got away with
their lips on Jin's neck. And he looked absolutely disgusted.
And he's
and
like,
terrified.
Oh, his face is like, oh, shit, it happened.
He's like, shit, they were right. Fuck. Yeah.
Where's Hane? Hane's gonna beat the shit out of this girl.
But the thing is, like, why would you do this knowing that so many people are filming it?
You're not even people, just like in general, it is filmed. Like,
yeah,
you're being streamed live.
No, the hug one live? Was not.
Oh, streamed. Okay, I thought it was streamed.
That one was only fans could record. The one that was streamed was the second part, but still, there's so many witnesses.
Cams, oh, of course.
Like, hello, of course, you're gonna be caught, you're not gonna get away with it.
Oh,
and they didn't get away with it.
They did not. Oh, no. Crime doesn't pay. Especially when it's like a sexual harassment crime.
Especially when it's ARMY, because, like, some ARMY actually reported this.
ARMY detectives and shit will, like, yeah, no, oh, shit. No,
as sexual harassment. And they're trying to find them.
Assault. Yeah.
Because supposedly, well, it was found out those two fans were from Japan, which is so surprising to me as well.
Ooh,
so they're not even from Korea. So they probably, like, fled the country and are in Japan. But yeah, so
what the shit? That's insane. I didn't know that. So they're
from
Japan.
Yeah, so people, of course, they researched it and, like, tracked them down.
I'm glad.
And found out that they were from Japan.
Well, I wonder if they did anything. I mean, they probably got away with it. But shit, I can't believe people let their intrusive thoughts, like, through and just do that kind of stuff. Like, come on.
Like, for one thing, like, why would you do that?
Because can kiss Jin.
No.
That's the reason why.
But then
Haley,
to get that fucking reaction from him, like, do you feel good about yourself for making Jin feel
no,
that
it's
way?
No, it's about them feeling good about themselves.
Okay.
It's their own self-gratification.
It's so stupid.
And selfishness.
I feel like something should be done about it, and they should be, like, banned from going to any BTS concert or something.
They should,
like, that.
Actually. That'd be pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what would you think? Like, if I had the hug, I'm not going to lay my lips on him, okay? Mm. What if I give him a big bear hug and I, like, lifted him for a second?
I don't know.
That's what I was wondering, because that's what I would have probably done. But I don't know how people, I feel like ARMY, like, there's
that's
a lot of people
so
that are so
bad,
sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they would have charged me with assault.
They probably would have. So maybe, but then you know what? There were a few male fans, which was nice to see because, like, I was waiting for some guys.
I lived through each guy.
But then one of them actually didn't even hug him. Remember we talked about him? Like, who the hell wouldn't want to hug Jin if you're going to a hugging event? So he gave him a handshake.
I was like, wasn't there one girl that did that too? No, but like, because I think one of them is religious views.
Oh.
Because, yeah, that you can't come into close contact.
Oh, I didn't know like that. I didn't know there was a girl that did that. I only saw the guy one.
I think I saw the girl one. And, you know, it's part of their, like, religion.
Okay,
so
that,
like,
that makes
so it's, like,
sense.
Respectful. That's why they're just, like, the best they could get is just a handshake.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know which religion, but yeah.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense. Like, if it's that part of their beliefs, there's, like, nothing wrong with it. But I think the guy maybe just didn't want to hug him.
He's like, oh, I'm just a bro. Hell no, I'm going to hug the shit out of Jin.
That's why I was like, don't waste that
opportunity. I'll give him a handshake, then I'll hug him right after. So yeah. I get two. Mm-hmm. I get two things.
And there was this one girl, like, she got really excited too, and it looked like she almost bowled him over. Like, it wasn't on purpose or anything, but she kind of...
Oh, no, yeah.
She kind of, like, ran up to him, and I felt like he was going to, like, fall, because she's, like, a bigger girl as well.
That was pretty funny.
And then, like, I think after that, he was like, I know you guys are excited to see me and hug me, but please, please, move slowly. Do not like rush or run. And then he's like, how do you say that in English? He's like, please, no attack.
Attack was the best line. Please, no attack.
Slowly.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, so basically he's like, don't run. Like, you're going to get your hug. I know you're excited, but don't freaking
pull me over.
That was so
funny. I was like, no attack. Can you imagine being the person after that?
I know, yeah.
Like, aw.
And then there was like, after the hugging segment, there was a second part that he did for ARMY where he did performances.
Yeah, and it was just a show. It was pretty fun. Show.
So this one was actually streamed. If you had an ARMY membership, you could watch it. You didn't have to buy it because Jin wanted it to be free, but you have to have an ARMY membership to see it. So.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
I'm glad
so that was nice. He performed. Oh, actually, he came out on the bike that he rode.
Oh, talk about my eyes watering. Yeah. Like, because if you remember from The Astronaut, he was using the bike to leave with the aliens and met the, like, you know, to leave.
Right.
But now he's arriving back and he's coming back and arriving back to us on the fucking bike.
The same bike.
Ugh.
I know.
The feelings, the feels.
So like, and then he performed Astronaut, and then like, he hasn't had any practice or anything like vocal wise.
Hey, we don't know that. He's been practicing with his troops.
he said that he hasn't, because like, he even made the statement before performing saying please be gentle, because like, I haven't practiced or anything like that. It's been like a year and a half. Like, so just be gentle, kind of like, don't criticize, you know, if he makes a mistake.
He's like, please don't hurt me.
Exactly. But his vocals were fucking amazing. He still sounds the same. And like, he performed Astronaut and I cried my eyes out listening to him and like watching him perform that, because like,
this is why I'm asleep. I was sleeping or something, or what?
No, you were like right next to me. I was like hiding. I was like,
oh, this
crying.
Is on the, like when you're on the bed just watching, yeah. Like on your phone.
Okay. I was like crying, because I was like, oh my God, like I can't believe he's back. And like, just like the whole moment was very emotional. And yeah, so after that, he also performed an extended version of Super Tuna.
Which I can't believe we got an extended version of Super Tuna.
It was really, really cool.
When are they going to put this song on Rhythm Hive?
For real.
I want this song.
This better be on his solo album as well. He also did some like TikTok trends. He did the cat on the frozen
river. I can't believe he did TikTok trends. It's funny because
it's
almost like a boomer that's doing it. So it's pretty funny.
I was like, this is the cutest version of it, hands down. Because like that trend like annoyed me for some reason. But seeing Jin do it.
Oh yeah, Haley did not like that trend.
I was like, this
is
stupid.
Or did not enjoy it.
But seeing Jin do it, I was like, this is so cute. He also did a cute version of Jungkook's 7.
I'm so glad he did that. That was really
so
cool.
So cute. And then he also did a segment of Eat Jin, which all ARMY, I'm sure, have
one of our
missed.
Favorite mukbangs, for yes. reals.
So he did eat gin, and he had it with tuna and tanghulu.
That
and
was
then
so funny.
It was funny because like people were just cheering, like when he was eating, and then he even stopped and he said, "I can't believe I'm getting cheers for eating." Like, he was so like shocked about it.
Of course, we're gonna cheer for whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, you could see some people uploaded fan cams, of course, as well. So you could see, like, closer up. And then you could see the outline of his abs through his, like, kind of, like, see-through top.
Uh-oh.
It's like you couldn't see that on the stream, but from the fan cams, you definitely could. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it for Jin's, like, little segment. We'll probably be, like, hearing so much from him when he's going to be preparing for a comeback as well. So we did talk about Namjoon on the saxophone last week.
Of course, the Squirtle.
When Jin got discharged, Namjoon was there playing the saxophone and serenading Jin. And like
Army's super quick.
Army found this, like, I think it was a video of Squirtle playing the saxophone, and he has sunglasses on, and it looked exactly like Namjoon. And Namjoon actually posted that on his story.
On his IG story. That was funny as hell. That was funny. He's a real one.
Namjoon also did, he wrote something on Weverse as well about that day when Jin got discharged. And he did want to mention the saxophone thing because, like, it was very random. But then he said, "I wanted to do that to lighten the mood."
And I'm glad he did. It did, though.
Yeah.
Who would have known the type of...
You sure did light in the movie, because like I was gonna cry.
The type of stuff coming out of that, for reals.
When I saw Jin coming out and like hugging the members, and then I heard the saxophone, and I was like dying. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Thank you, Arm, for the memes.
But he was like, he said that he was obviously very emotional, and like it was very serious to him too. But he just wanted to do that for, you know, to lighten the mood. He did address that on Weverse.
He did a great job. I couldn't have thought of any better way.
I love it. It's so iconic. And then also, so Jin...
AKA, that's going to be my cosplay.
It should be.
When we see BTS again, I'm going to cosplay as that RM.
Yes. Jimin, so he's actually releasing a second solo album called Muse. And I'm really excited because I feel like Jimin is the member that I don't hear about a lot while he's in the military. He's very quiet and low-key compared to the other members. So he will be releasing that on July 19th, and it's also going to be 7 tracks, including the fan song that they had, Closer Than This, which was released back in December. So I'm very excited to see more of that, because obviously I really like Jimin's music as well. Speaking of July 19th, there's also someone else who's having a freaking comeback on that day.
I wonder who, Haley. Who?
Who? Stray Kids. That's who. So I was like, that's so convenient. So I have Jimin and Stray Kids doing their comeback on July 19th. And Stray Kids did actually just drop their teaser trailer for their new song or like comeback called 8. Like A-T-E.
Like past tense of eating.
Yes. But also a play on because there's eight members.
Of them. Right.
And it was really cute because the teaser is about basically them getting fortune cookies, opening them up, and the first time they open it, they get bad luck. So like everything that they're doing, they're just hit with a stroke of bad luck. And then they're looking for this fortune cookie packet called 8, because they want to redo their fortunes to get good luck. So they kept opening it until they got ones with good luck.
Thanks to Changbin.
Thanks to Changbin. And yeah, so like that's going to be their theme. And like they did like a little bit of a preview of the song at the end of the teaser.
Sounds good.
And it sounds really
good.
I'm
looking forward to this one.
So I'm excited. It's a mini album. So it's not a full album.
But you're right. That's interesting. That's like the theme is about luck and being lucky.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like basically one of the words in that teaser was Stray Kids brings luck.
You want to talk about really quick about because they just dropped out of nowhere. Actually, it's not out of nowhere. It's kind of planned.
Yes.
Here in the U.S., they always have a signed inclusion version.
Mm-hmm.
This goes for most of the big JYP artists.
Mm-hmm.
which is when Twice has it, and then Stray Kids has it.
Did NMIX have?
No, I think it's no, because only I think it's only a Twice shop and a Stray Kids shop. Okay. There's no like NMIX shop and stuff. So it's for the two big sides of JYP.
Yeah, so they act. Because I was telling Jungkook when the teaser dropped, I'm like, this is their formula. They'll drop the teaser, then like later on in the day, they'll drop pre-order like previews of like all the different albums they're gonna have available. And then literally a couple of hours after that, they will drop pre-orders where you have to buy them.
This is all in the same day.
Yes.
All in the same day.
Literally, like this morning we got the teaser trailer. And then when I came home from work, I had to buy the freaking... I had to pre-order the albums already.
We had to... Like, you were waiting for the time. There's a specific time it drops, usually. And the formula has been the same since when they first started dropping the signed inclusions is Maxident.
No, it was since Ordinary, actually.
Oh, Ordinary.
But Ordinary was when they had postcards. And then Maxident was the first one that I got because they did photo cards. And that was the
Which is the only time. Even... Twice has never done signed photo cards. It's amazing. So Maxident,
like,
if you pre-ordered Maxident and you got the signed versions, you got quite the treat.
Yeah, even Twice, they've never done it again.
Twice has never. Twice, we got bookmarks and it's a lot of postcards too. But at least for the postcard versions with Twice, we got...
the different members.
Specific members signing their own individual postcards.
Right. The thing, like, I would like that for Stray Kids as well. What sucks about Stray Kids signed inclusions, if it's not a photo card, it's a postcard and it's just the one of the group. It's so, like if you buy...
Yeah, it's an OT8 postcard.
But then it's signed by a specific member. So, like... I mean, I guess that's cool, but then in a way, I'm like, I want the members signing their own photo card or postcard.
And here's the shitty thing. Like, when they signed the photo cards for you guys the first time that you bought it, it was amazing because it was with silver Sharpie.
Yes, so you could see it.
So the shitty part is, like, most recently, especially, like, how, like, Five Star was, like, it's so, like, messy because of, like, all, like, you know, so much art and stuff. It's really busy.
It's very busy. Like, the postcard they used was so busy.
And then they signed it in black Sharpie. You can't even see or you don't even know where the hell did they sign the shit. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of dumb.
And this time, for this drop,
I don't know what it is.
All we know is that it's a postcard, though. Confirmed.
They did specify that it is a postcard.
The thing is, the crazy part for me is witnessing this whole thing going on. So it dropped, like, they did the math because daylight savings and stuff. It was supposed to drop at 9 p.m. here, Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
It took a couple minutes till it finally refreshed on the website.
We were just refreshing, like, since 9, and I was like, nothing's there. I think it was, like, 9:03.
Yeah, so when it popped up, you immediately, you know, grab a couple albums or, like, because that's limited to 4 for each.
Right.
And then you grab it, you check out, and then fingers crossed.
Right.
The thing is...
Because if it's in your cart, it's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. You just have to keep trying and making sure that you check out because Haley's cart was, like... there really quick, but it was just loading. Then she went on her phone to order it, and she was able to check out and order it on her phone before her cart even refreshed. So,
on my laptop. It was so weird.
So you really don't know. So don't, if you see it stop or loading taking a while, like,
pop just on something else.
Try something else really quick because you might run out. Because, it's sold out in
probably less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like it's 7 minutes maybe.
The fucking amazing crazy part to me that blew my mind was that on Twitter, they dropped the link to buy the signed versions like
40 minutes
after the release. So if you just found out on Twitter or X, if you follow them and you click that link, you're screwed. It's been sold out 35 minutes ago.
That's why. The thing is, like, because... I've gone through this so many times. Like, me and my friend, we already know the site to be on for the freaking signed albums. And then we were just waiting because I was like, they don't announce it anywhere. Like, not even on,
that,
like,
is so crazy.
Not even on their Twitter, not even, like, on the Real Stray Kids Instagram. You just have to know. And, like, me and my friend, we were able to get, we bought, like, one signed album of, like, each version.
Haley would have bought the four, the full four, if it said signed. Photo cards for sure, right?
Right, but then it's postcards, so I'm like, I don't need that really.
Yeah, you're good.
It's gonna
you're
be,
good.
It's gonna be like, I'm assuming it's just like a group postcard. I mean, what if it's not? Oh well, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so I'm just happy that I got the two versions. I was like, I'm good. I'm probably gonna get the Nemo album, because I feel like those are really good because it comes with a set of OT8 photo cards. And the ones for, was it Rockstar? Were really, really nice. And they were wearing like some of the outfits that I really liked from the music video. So I think it's worth getting that if you want to buy like an album just for photo cards. And if you want all the members and not worried if you're going to pull your bias, buy the Nemo albums, because I feel like that's worth it. And they're like $12. Like, that's the most bang for your buck, I really think.
It's a good deal. It's like a starter deck for
And they have two versions this time, I guess, because they're like, oh, they did so well. Let's have two versions this time.
Of course.
So, yeah. I mean, like, we don't know what any of, like, the photo cards or any of the inclusions look like, because they'll drop that after the comeback. I mean, like, when they release their songs, basically. Yeah. So, also, I did watch a show that had Bang Chan on it. It's called K's Survival Story Show. Nayeon was actually on this show, and also Sung Hwan was on this show as well.
The legend.
And what was like, because I wanted to see how Bang Chan interacts with someone who is older than him. So Young K is from Day 6, and he is 4 years older than Bang Chan, but they're really, really close and grew up together because, like, you know, they've been trainees at JYP for ages, and Bang Chan basically grew up there. So, like, he would look after Bang Chan. And then so he was interviewing Chan, and then they shared stories about their past together as trainees, and then just, like, reminiscing and stuff. So, like, basically the concept of his show is that a meteor is going to hit and destroy the Earth in 1 hour. So what would you bring in your survival bag? So
that's pretty wild.
I did realize that this is the same company that's doing the fridge interviews.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, I feel like they have a similar concept. So it's like they're showing what's in their fridge.
If you're going to get hit by a meteor, I don't think I would care about what I'm going to have in my bag for an hour. That's like, they should have made a better scenario because we're all doomed.
I know.
Like, what? But you should be like, if you're stranded on an island, like you jump off a raft and then you're stranded on an island, what would you want to have?
Right, right.
That makes more sense than a freaking meteor. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Anyway, so basically, Bang Chan chose... I mean, this is not even possible anyway. He chose his members. So, like, he'd bring his members inside the bag.
To suffer with them. Yeah, of course.
He'd bring his laptop because, obviously, that has everything on there. Like, all his songs and his music and everything that he's making. He'd bring pineapple juice.
Ooh, good man. Good man.
And a
Haley knows I like that stuff.
And a bottle of Australian seawater. And...
What? Okay. Okay.
That's why Young King was also like, he's like, what? Like, why would you bring that? And he's like, because in an hour, I wouldn't be able to fly over to Australia. So I'd want some part of Australia at home, like with me before I die or something. And he literally has a bottle of seawater from Australia.
What the shit? Oh my God.
And the one interesting thing, like his last item.
Yes.
Was a One Piece manga.
This
which
is why.
I got so excited.
This is why this man is my bias right here. Let's go.
I was like, if the world is ending, he wants a freaking One Piece manga.
Let's go. Which volume was it?
The Egghead Island arc.
Woo, that's my boy. Yeah. I would have been okay with also Gear 5 and, you know,
so
the
I'm
brothers.
Like, he's up to date.
Yeah,
then.
He's caught up. Yeah, it makes me really consider. Haley, I'm considering dressing up as a One Piece character. We should maybe do it one of the concert days. I think they would appreciate it.
I was like, for Anime Expo, I was like, I don't think we have time to order that anymore.
No, I'm talking about for like, they would appreciate it as like, they're weebs.
No, I know. We have to dress up as Egghead then. I don't know. Oh, just maybe, like, wear my, like, Luffy one.
I was like,
probably.
Anything One Piece related. It doesn't have to be Egghead arc.
Mm-hmm. And then, so, basically, at the end of the show, it's very funny because, basically, Young K will take the guests to safety, like, when the meteor is going to hit, and he has to carry them out in a weird way, like, a unique way. And I watched the end of the one with Sung Hwan and Nayeon, and Bang Chan was like, can I be brought out, like, you did for Nayeon? And he's like, no. He's like, no, we have to do something different because, like, that was Nayeon's thing. So Nayeon was basically, like, put pushed out in like those trolley cart things.
Yes, and then I think for I remember this Sung vaguely.
Sung Kwan, he actually piggybacked him out. And then for Bang Chan, he chose a koala hug. So basically, Bang Chan had to hop on the side of Young K, like a koala, like hugging a tree. And that's how he carried him out. And that's how the show ended.
Wow, what a great show.
It was fun to watch, though, honestly, because you get to, like, I feel like Bang Chan, he acts like such a child with his, like, older members.
When he's,
like,
yeah, even with, when like, he's twice, not the older, yeah, I think so, too.
He acts like a kid, like, he's giggling and, like, all, like, I don't know, like, he's just not the same as when he's with his members.
Because, no, he's full on dad mode.
Yeah. It's just cute to watch. So, like, if you want to see Bang Chan be more,
he's like, oh, I don't have to be the responsible one
exactly
now.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how he was acting. And then also one last thing here. Bang Chan did attend his first fashion event solo at Milan Fashion Show for Fendi, and there's like a lot of posts of him, and he posted that as well. And what was funny is that, and on one of the posts that he put on his Instagram, he was laying down in bed and he was like wearing Fendi, and like the Fendi bag was like on his side table, but he was like holding his phone, and I was like, he's definitely playing Genshin.
100% he's playing Genshin or something.
It's Genshin, because he did say, like, on a recent interview too, that he's still very obsessed with Genshin. So he's definitely playing.
And Felix
Genshin
is already over it. Call of Duty now.
Yeah, so.
Damn.
That's it.
They should play Star Rail with us.
I wish. I mean,
it's less time consuming too, to be honest.
Yeah, we don't even play AFK Genshin anymore. We know the characters. I love the characters from Genshin, but
I'm not even caught up with any of the new stuff. So. But yeah, Star Rail. And also, I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you everyone for tuning in every Thursday with us, the Permission to Stand podcast. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe, do whatever you can. Give us a rating. Review is always nice too, with some kind words. 5-star Michelins, right? Mm-hmm. Haley, what else can they do, and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us and send us a DM, please do it on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. What was that? Instagram.
Sorry, I was like losing my like breath for some reason. I lose my breath.
Oh my. Okay, that's it. Cut. Cut.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for joining us. As always, sorry about that ending. Stay safe. And as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.